Falcha. I'm Cainioch, the Hebridean Baker. Join me as I travel through the Scottish Islands, sharing stories, recipes, wee Gaelic lessons and songs, as well as some Hebridean history. In today's episode, I'm talking Clooty Dumpling. Peter and Shoris will join us to talk about bedtime stories, the history between the Outer Hebrides and Iceland, and our two songs of the week. If you've been following the Hebridean Baker along on TikTok, you will know that I reached 100,000 followers this week. Wow, this is unbelievable. There are only 27,000 in the whole of the Outer Hebrides. Thank you so much for tuning in to my videos. To celebrate, I made the traditional dish called a clooty dumpling, or as we call it in Gaelic, a duff. If you follow the Hebridean Baker on TikTok, then you'll definitely recognise the two characters that have joined me now. Hello, Shoris. Hello, Peter.
Hello, Cainioch.
Now, we try really hard to be front and centre of these videos, but somebody seems to get all the praise. Now,
Shoris definitely likes the Hebridean Baker to move on over and let him steal the scenes.
What is your favourite video that Shoris has been in on TikTok?
Well, there's so many. Cainioch, you do such a great job with the Hebridean Baker. It's such a lot of fun for us in this house when Cainioch posts the videos and people like them. So it's so fun to look through the comments. But I love all the videos when Shoris is in the canoe with us. He just absolutely loves getting out on the water. And I know sometimes some people get a bit worried because we don't have a life jacket on him, but we are actually never really that far away from the shore or an island. So we can always, he's always safe when he's out with us. But yeah, I love it when he's in the boat.
He is the safest pup in the world when he's with us. And Peter has told me many times that if the boat capsizes, just look after yourself because I'll be grabbing Shoris. So don't worry all, he is very, very safe.
But Cainioch, he actually loves it whenever you bake or cook as well. And you know, he always gets a wee taste of things. So he's always around your feet whenever you're making your videos.
That is true. It used to be only roast chicken, but he definitely has a taste now for a pudding or a cake.
Gingerbread, scones, pancakes. He sure is. He's here in front of us by the fire.
Yeah, he is by the fire, relaxing and listening to us now. But talking of listening, it's been so nice to hear a couple of your messages coming through on Anchor. And I wanted to say a quick shout out to a good pal of mine on TikTok, Michelle, Glitter in the Dirt. She's the one, Peter, if you remember, sent us that amazing bags of tea.
Oh, that lovely tea. It was great.
from her store, The Twig and Feather. And she's sent us a wee message.
This is Michelle, Glitter in the Dirt from TikTok, and I would like to put in an official request for bedtime stories. I guess folklore would count too. Please and thank you.
Thanks, Michelle, for the question. See you on TikTok very soon. And I am definitely up for reading bedtime stories. But I think, Peter, you have some quite fun news to tell us.
Well, I actually am going to be reading some bedtime stories this Friday coming.
So how on earth has this happened?
Well, I got an email from BBC Scotland and they asked me if I would go in to the studio on Friday and read some CBBS bedtime stories for the story and the stories on the Gaelic channel on BBC Alapa.
Tell us then, so BBC have their own channel dedicated to the Gaelic language.
Yeah, that goes out across Scotland and digitally across the UK. So it's going to be quite good fun. And one of the stories, I'll be dressed as a pirate.
Wow. Do you know, Peter has done some amazing, since I met him, amazing shows producing and directing on BBC Alba. But I think this is the one I'm most excited about, is to see you dressed as a pirate reading children's stories.
I will read you a bedtime story after this, Cainneoch.
Thank you very much. Well, while everybody out there starts a petition to make sure this is on BBC America, I wonder if you would tell us a little bit about one of the stories, because you're doing four stories.
Four stories.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about the stories that you're doing, or one of them.
Well, one of them is about two best friends, Poofle and Busby, who live on the top of a very high cliff.
They sound familiar.
Yeah, they apparently, they're best pals. They'll do absolutely anything for each other, and they help each other all the time.
Well, I wonder, would you give the listeners a wee exclusive and read maybe the first couple of pages of the book?
Okay, this would be good practice for me for Friday. Ir stala arst arst va da hai peak. Saunan taia bashke ir anor av a pufala furach. Vonor racha geke koyet shias 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 gunna krikan doin daracha av a fata shias gafoya. Aunsan taia ila va Busby a furach. Va Busby agus Poofle nan fir yeo charachin. Yen an roots a bee hoot a Busby, hoosht Poofle. Agus yen an roots a bee hoots a Poofle, hoosht Busby. Oon la, va Busby trang le tor feperin. Kushana hat shin, gain yich Poofle. Han yil ka la shi a hunta, hoosht Busby. Ach, atza hawa na hyo, and you know favor go. Vegiets han jirut nu gavan garig femal, and rach gan. Vil mi shi a shin hoot gavir. I think that might be enough, can you?
Oh, I was loving that. Well, I think you are going to get so many people tuning in to BBC Alba to watch that. So I'm excited. Mm. I'm excited.
Thank you very much. I think it should be the Hebridean Baker reading stories on BBC America, though.
Well, let's see what appears in our future. So to finish off, I'm wondering if you could give us your Gaelic song of the week.
Oh, well, Cainneoch is so good at choosing music on the TikTok. Lots of Celtic music and Gaelic music that we enjoy listening to when we're at home. But we've come across a song last year that has really rocked the Gaelic world. It's Gaelictronica, would you call it?
I would.
It's electronic music by Nightworks, and it's featuring our friends, the girls from Sheehan, Ir Fhearann Láa.
If you are listening on the Anchor app, send us a message by voicemail and persuade Peter to join us again in a future episode. Now, the history of the Outer Hebrides is synonymous with Viking influence, and for hundreds of years the islands were under the Kingdom of Norway. We will speak more about that in another podcast. Today I wanted to shine a light on the amazing relationship between Iceland and the Hebrides. Icelanders refer to the Hebrides as Sudreya, the Southern Isles. The Icelandic Book of Settlement, Landnámabók, is a medieval Icelandic work which describes in considerable detail the settlement of Iceland by the Norse in the 9th and 10th centuries. The book is divided into five parts and over 100 chapters. The first part tells of how the island of Iceland was found. The latter parts count settlers, quarter by quarter, beginning with west and ending with south. It traces important events and family history into the 12th century. the Hebrides are mentioned 22 times. Many of the early settlement areas share place names with the Hebrides, such as Hekla, Grimsey, Pape, and Barra. There are in fact several places in Iceland named after the island of Bernary in the Outer Hebrides, which refers to Bjorn's Island, Bjorn being the word for bear. Through genetic studies, it has now been concluded that 80% of the settling males in Iceland were from Norway, whereas 62% of the settling females were from Hebridean or Celtic origin. To further strengthen the case for links with the Hebrides, it has been discovered that there are two kinds of DNA that are unique to only Icelanders and Hebrideans. Now, the Laxdale Saga, the story of Aud, the deep-minded, and her family, is a romping Norse tale of war, love, and bravery. Aud the deep-minded is recognized as being the first and possibly only woman to establish a settlement in Iceland in her own right in 895 AD. She was born to Ketil Flatnose, a mighty chieftain in Norway. Aud married Olaf the White, the Norse king of Dublin. Olaf was a hot-headed warrior who, after the birth of their son, was killed in battle. Aud then fled to the Outer Hebrides, where her son, Thorsten, married and had a family of 7 children. Aud commissioned a gnar, a Viking ocean-going boat, to be built in secret in the woods. On its completion, she gathered all her remaining kinsfolk and men of high status, as well as several slaves, and set sail, with herself as captain. First to Orkney, then the Faroe Islands, marrying off her granddaughters en route, and finally arrived in Iceland to claim her lands in 895 AD. In due course, she divided up her lands amongst her people and announced her slaves free men of Iceland. Proud Hebridean women setting sail and claiming lands. How inspiring is that? The final word of the day comes from one of our listeners, Mary.
Konyok, my name is Mary, the practical anachronist. I have followed you and enjoyed your uploads on TikTok for all these many, many weeks, and was thrilled to see that you're doing a podcast. I just listened, and what a wonderful first outing. I laughed. It was just marvelous. I wish you and Peter so many wonderful things going forward. Blessings to you both.
Thank you so much, Mary, and to all our listeners. Speak to you again next week. Eichewa.